Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 164. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I don't have any dreams.
Tony is dreamless.
Fuck dreams.
No hope, no dreams. Tony lives in, like, Fallout.
It's true. I have to watch my radiation level every day. Make sure I take my Rad-X.
And Jeff is back from the Bermuda Triangle or wherever the hell he went.
I'm back. I made it.
My skin is
falling off.
That explains it. I was going to ask how your trip was. That kind of gives it all.
Yeah. I could do a whole podcast on the trip, but it was pretty fucking amazing. Definitely like a once in a lifetime type trip where you're like, I'm in some fucking like paradise with, you know, not just like a couple people. It was like 40 of us. You know what I mean?
That is pretty cool.
It was a blast. The wedding itself, I'll do one real quick short story. The wedding itself was on the beach. It was beautiful, like sunny. We get to the reception. Everyone gives their speeches. We eat our dinner. And then when they're like, let's dance, like it was like on cue. It started downpouring like crazy. And this is like the reception was like at a pool right next to the beach, right? Like we walked from the beach to the pool. And once it started downpouring, it was like perfect timing because no one would like be upset anymore by that. Everyone was just getting soaked. We all fucking just started jumping in the pool in our suits and shit. Like, I can't wait to see the video. But yeah, it was cool.
That sounds cool.
Did you drink copious amounts?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That's always good right there, so.
I'm drinking my last beer. You know how tired I was today? I forgot to buy beer. I have never forgotten to buy beer.
That's pretty tired.
Yeah. I'd never do that. Professional.
I'm just saying, I think I lost my license or something. It's been revoked.
I'll revoke it right now. There you go.
It's pumpkin beer that I'm drinking, though. My last pumpkin beer.
It's hard to find sometimes.
Oh, not here. It's everywhere. Every brewery has its own pumpkin beer, too.
I've only seen it, like, around Halloween.
Tis the season.
I don't look for it, though. Yeah.
Tis the season. If you can find it, Dogfish Head Pumpkin Ale. Delicious.
Oh, they
like pumpkin
they
pie.
Do.
It's a recommendation.
All I ever see of them here is, like, 60 minute, and if you're, like, well, you do see a few different ones, but, you know, you're lucky if you even see a 90 minute.
Oh, beer.
Beer.
I like it.
You like beer.
Case you haven't noticed, case that hasn't been established at this point, I like it.
Do you like strategy games, Jeff?
Jeff loves strategy games.
A little bit, a little here and there. Wow, what do you got for me, Chris?
Tony does.
I got a good one.
Oh, what a surprise.
Oh, come on. This is like my game of like last decade.
I'm not.
Tony's been in strategy heaven.
That's right.
Recently.
Oh, you got Pikmin 3. Nice.
No, I got a real strategy.
That's where strategy heaven is located. Pikmin
no.
3.
You don't throw a fruit at people in the strategy game. I'm sorry. This just doesn't happen.
Dude, it's just
vegetable, you evil monster. Take that.
I don't know how most strategy games are, but fruit are essentially resources in Pikmin 3. You need them, you run out, your crew's just gonna die, and you're all fucked.
That game is just fruity. So let's talk about a real strategy. Total War Rome 2 came out yesterday. It is the sequel to probably my favorite game of all time. So I was really excited for it to launch. In terms of Total War games, it has changed so much. Even from Shogun 2 was the last Total War game they launched. The building blocks of units has changed. So basically, in previous Total War games, you would like build your infantry units or your cavalry units, and you would march around the map with them. Now you construct armies and like fill them up with the units you construct. Which means that whenever you encounter an enemy force, there's always an epic battle, which makes the conflict a lot more interesting. So you never have, like, your full army of 16 units runs over these two infantry units who happen to step in their way. Like, whenever you fight someone, it tends to be either a full army or the remnant of an army you had already beaten. Which is really cool, which makes the battles a lot more cinematic and more interesting. It also means there's a lot fewer units running around in the map, so it's a lot easier to manage. Let's see. The armies themselves have, like, personality traits over time. So as they, like, win or lose battles, they, like, get, like... all of them are named, so, like, I'm playing as Rome. So you have, like, the First Legion Italia and the Second Legion, I forget what it is, Gallica or whatever it's supposed to be. So they all have, like, nicknames, and they have, like, their own, like, insignia. So it's cool to watch, like, if you get more than one of these armies into a map, you'll, like, see them walking around, and your troops will have, like, different insignia depending on which army they belong to. So it adds a lot of color to the game. Let's see. What do you guys want to know? What do you want to know, Chris?
Does it have fruit?
Does not have fruit.
I before the show, I mentioned I had recently gone back and played Total War Rome, the original. Just like, what improvements have they made over that? I mean, the game was old at this point.
Right, it's very old. But a lot of Total War fans viewed that as the best game in the series. Which I suppose is kind of an insult to the games that came after, because a lot of them are really good. But differences, naval combat, and the old game, it would auto resolve all the naval combat, so you could build ships and like move them around the map, and like carry armies around, but you couldn't actually fight the battles. You could just kind of like watch them happen.
So do they handle now like Napoleon and Empire?
Yeah, you have those full on scale,
cool,
ancient style naval battles, and they've added some cool stuff. I think the coolest one is ramming. So it being the ancient world, you have like triremes rowing around with their ramps on the tip of the ship, so you can actually ram, and if your ship is big enough or strong enough, you can actually break the enemy ships in two by ramming them. And it looks really cool when it happens. Like all the men on the other ship like fly around and like fall into the ocean. Fun to watch, and it's one blow too. So if you've seen the battles in Shogun or in Empire, Napoleon, like it always took a while to like reduce your foe down.
Right.
As you whittle them slowly down. It's just funny to see like this huge massive ship run into this tiny one and it instantly like blow up into a million pieces. And the battles themselves, like a lot of the ships that aren't rams, or even the rams themselves, when they get stuck in melee, they're not really fighting naval battles. They're kind of fighting they're fighting like a land battle. They just happen to be standing on ships. So you'll have like normal troops just lining up on deck waiting for a chance to like jump onto the other ship and just start swinging at each other. So you see like basically melee combats taking place, using the ships just as like platforms to stand on and fight each other. Kind of cool to watch. The naval battles are a lot of fun.
That's always been one of the cool things about the Total War series, is like the watching the battles kind of unfold and like the large scale.
Yeah, and this one is the biggest one so far in terms of scale. I believe they can put 20,000 men per army, which is a lot.
Yeah.
When you're starting to get to that scale, you're getting close to the number of men who are actually fighting in the battles, which makes them like really spectacular. And the maps in this particular one are the largest in any Total War game.
It seems like I can't think of the name of the developer, but it seems like they are getting closer.
Great Assembly?
Yes, they're getting closer and closer to their goal of like being able to recreate actual battles. Like
yes,
all right, computers are just getting powerful enough that soon we'll just be playing actual historical simulations.
That would be fantastic. I would love that. There's a serious Hegemony that's coming out with a game in the spring, which is basically just like, you know how Total War has, like, the abstracted turn-based campaign map, and then when you fight the battles, they're in real time. Hegemony will let you fight the entire conquest of Gaul in real time. The entire time. Like, so you're doing the city management stuff and moving your armies around, and all that stuff is happening in real time.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. From, like, a strategic perspective, so it's not like the StarCraft real-time strategy. It's an actual, like, real strategy game.
Right, right. Is this $60 on Steam?
Yes, and worth every penny. Oh, cool thing they added. They have never had the individual units, like, walk around, and the guys will, like, shout encouragements and, like, stuff at their men to, like, not be cowards, and it varies depending on which civilization you are, what they shout, which it just adds an interesting element to hear your men, like, and they'll shout things that have to deal with the situation they're in, like, I know our flanks are weak, but hold fast, men, and that kind of thing. It sounds really cool.
I'm sure you play without the little tutorial person, but did you run through that at all? See, like, how newcomers to the game would be able to adapt to it? Or?
I did try to play through the, they call it the prologue. They don't call it a tutorial, even though it's an actual tutorial. I actually lost.
Great.
So, but I didn't lose because I was fighting poorly, so... It does a good job of, like, guiding you around, of, like, how to move men around the battlefield, and this is how you fight. And then you get to a situation where you're taking your force, and you're marching in, and your force isn't very big, but you're marching in to relieve this city that's under siege, and you see, like, this massive army attacking it, and they're, like, trying to hold it off. So I march my army in, and I'm, like, coming from the outside, so I'm actually coming into the rear area of the enemy army. So I just start, like, destroying everything I can find. Like, I take out their siege weapons, their reserve troops, I just massacre them. I'm, like, annihilating them. And then suddenly the scenario pops up this message saying that I'd lost. Because what I was supposed to do was not attack the enemy rear area, but I was supposed to actually march my little force into the city and, like, defend the city. And it wasn't clear what I was supposed to do too, so that was kind of weird, how they kind of just left that open. And then it started to be like, oh, take this forward and go into the city, and then when I start moving that way, it was already too late. So at that point I'm like, I know how to play a Total War game, I screw the tutorial, I'm not playing this again, so I just kind of moved right on to the campaign from there.
Total War games notoriously buggy at launch. Are you seeing anything standing out?
I have read about a lot of stuff. I personally haven't seen anything.
Okay.
I will say the naval units a little hard to control. Like, I was having to, my navy was really small. It was only like 4 or 5 ships. I can't imagine having a larger battle and moving the ships around with some of the, like I was ordering ships to, like an arrow ship to start shooting arrows at this other ship. And one of my ships just kept going. Like, it didn't stop to shoot arrows, it just kept going. And it went right past the front line of the enemy fleet and got massacred by the reserves. I'm like, what are you doing? I just ordered you to sit there and shoot at their front line. And you kept, I don't know. So, and I have read some other stuff about weird naval pathfinding issues, but, I don't know. The game itself is mostly about the land combat, so I really like and that was the only naval issue I saw, but
so big question, Total War Europa Universalis 4.
Oh.
If you have to choose one, which one would you point people to?
I haven't played enough Total War yet.
Well, we'll bring that question back.
But that's definitely got to come back, cuz that's it's like my two favorite series, and they both came out within like 3 weeks of each other.
Yeah, and if you're a hardcore strategy fan, dumping $100 into these probably not a big deal. You're gonna dump hundreds of hours into both. But
right,
like if you are kind of like, hey, which one should I get? Because I, you know, like to also get GTA 5. they both seem like hugely epic strategy games. That,
right.
It might scratch different itches. So.
And I will say, in terms of scope, Rome Total War 2 is probably on the top of the line in terms of Total War games. So most of them have like short campaigns you can play through really quickly. You know, you can get it done in 15 to 20 hours.
Right.
This is probably not that kind of game. It's probably longer. So the original Rome took forever. I think the campaign lasted over 50 hours.
All right.
So
Jeff.
What?
Jeff is in. He's like, sign me up. I'm getting a laptop today. I got to play some Total War.
I have a laptop, but it's not going to happen.
I mean a real laptop.
He might be able to play Rome, the original.
The original, yeah.
Maybe.
It's a little ugly right now, though. It's not a pretty game. You've been playing a PC game, though?
Yeah.
On your 360.
Not even my 360, but yes, on 360. Yeah. Yeah. Diablo 3, man.
You liking it?
Yeah, like, dude, I'm supposed to, like, write something about this. I don't know, a review or what, but I don't know what to say. It's just, it's a dungeon crawler, and it's really well done from what I could tell so far.
That's all.
What was everyone's problem with the game? I don't get, like, you know, Fozzie, like, remember, he was, like, big Diablo 2, like, freak. And he's just like, oh, this one sucks. You know
what I kept hearing from people, and this was ridiculous. They're like, I put 100 hours in it, and then I was bored.
Yeah, like, that's the big, like, when you talk to Fozzie about it, and he's a huge Diablo 2 fan, he sunk thousands of hours in Diablo 2, and the game, really, it was all about kind of requesting, getting extra loot, and the way they worked Diablo 3 is, like, that end game isn't quite as engaging. That loot grind to go over and over again isn't quite there. But for me, like, as somebody who, you know, plays a game and then moves on, like, I love Diablo 3. Like, it was fantastic, and I kind of want to go back and play it again.
I'm loving it. Yeah, like, I'm liking it a lot. Like, I don't know what to say about it except that I think that they worked out the console controls to make them really smooth. Like, one little nice touch that I like is, like, usually in, like, these games, like, you're just, like, running around, like, tapping different attacks like crazy. But in this one, like, say you want to use your primary attack, you can just hold down A, and they'll keep doing it as fast as they can do it. I don't know. No, other than that, like, I just, like, the one thing I've noticed so far that I really love about it is, like, your different powers and attacks and weapons are, like, fucking super creative. Like, we had one guy just hop in for, like, an hour last night, and I think he played as, I don't know what he played as, but he, like, one weapon he got was, like, as his primary weapon was he would throw a jar of fucking spiders that would explode, and spiders would come out and kill people. I'm like, that's fucking awesome, dude. Like, that was his primary weapon.
Maybe he was the shaman, maybe?
I don't remember what... Like, there's, like... I forgot how many classes there is, but... Like,
I think there's 5.
Yeah, that sounds right. I'm the wizard. It's, like, a girl. And my main attack was, like, this lightning stuff that I was using for a while, which I thought was pretty cool. But now I got something that's, like... I don't know what it's called... Just like a little like slash that comes out of you really quickly, and it's got shorter range, but it seems more powerful. I don't know, dude. It seems like a really solid dungeon crawler. Like, I'm expecting to just love it, and it's fucking cool now too because like I'm playing local co-op with somebody, so it's like the good old fucking PS2 days playing Baldur's Gate: Dark Alliance. Fucking awesome, dude.
That sounds great. Kind of makes me want to play it again. So many other games, though. I don't have time.
Yes, this is the problem. Like, I'm looking at the list of games I have to play. Diablo is going to get pushed.
Yeah.
Like, I want to play it. I really want to play it. I really, really want to play it. But I can't play it now. Why?
You know what's funny? Like, there's a question coming up, and I think and the question's later tonight. And I think... one of my answers for that is going to be Diablo 3.
Yeah.
It just makes a lot of sense. But it sounds great that... I mean, I played it at PAX East on the PS3. And it played great there. It's great to hear that they you got the controls down pretty much spot on. And
yeah. Yeah. You know what? The only bad thing I can say about it is, like, a big part of these types of games is, like, fucking around in the menus and, like, oh, what did I get? What's going to be junk? What's going to, you know, what right, am I going right. to, like, what am I going to use? Like, you go back to Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance, you and, like, whoever you're playing with could do that at the same time, and it would split the screen, so you could both do it. Like,
you have to wait for the other person?
It's like, take turns, like, okay, check your shit. Okay, your turn to check your shit. I think it might be because you could play four players, and they don't want to split the screen four ways, but,
yeah,
like,
it might be a little hard to look at that. But you can play four players on the same screen, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, when you play a two-player co-op, is the screen split, or is it all on one screen, so you're all on the
It's all one screen, and as far as I could tell, like, it won't split the screen if you get too far from each other. Like, you have to be like, yo, come here, like, let's go this way.
If somebody's, like, dicking around, not moving, you kind of have to wait for them to...
Yeah, I think so. I think we ran into that a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I mean... How often are you actually playing with four people on one screen, though? So.
Yeah. I mean, last night is probably the most I'll ever do.
And that's, you know what? It's nice that there's that option, though, that somebody actually put that in, because too many times today it's like, oh, like, if you get split screen at all, it's two player. I think Halo still allows for four, but most games, like, two player, if they give that option at all.
Yeah.
So that's nice. I guess we'll cover the last game that came out this week, last big game that we can talk about, because the other game I want to talk about, I can't talk about Outlast, because it's not running right now. It won't even launch. I have been hit by a weird PC bug that some other users are also experiencing, where it won't even actually launch. So, but yeah, I've been playing Rayman Legends.
Rayman.
Game's so good. I really liked New Super Mario Bros. U last year. This game blows that game out of the water. There's so much content.
Whoa. Take it back.
Alright.
Take it back.
Yep. Take what back?
You just said it's better than the New Super Mario Bros.?
Yes. I mean,
it is.
Like, I mean, the level design is fantastic across the board. It's difficult at points. It ramps up in difficulty, so it starts out at this nice, like, leisurely pace, and it's very easy to find all the hidden areas and the hidden items that you need. But it quickly, like, escalates to, like, crazy hard, just very well designed levels that really tax you as, like, a platforming player. And there's just so much content. Even if you're done everything else, there's a daily and weekly challenge to go in, where, you know, it kind of remixes levels and gives, different objectives for you to do in those levels. So you're playing it differently, and then you're trying to hit the top of a leaderboard, and all this goes towards unlocking other things, and there's so much, it's hard to talk about it all. It's like, I mentioned this before the show to you guys, but the entirety of Rayman Origins is in Rayman Legends. Like, the entire original game, they've remixed the levels, they've reworked some of the hidden areas, but all those levels are in the game as a separate unlock that you get down the line. There's just so much stuff to do in this game. As somebody who likes 2D platformers, I think you'd love it.
I never beat Origins. That's the funny thing. I still own it for Xbox.
Yeah, that game gets really hard towards the end.
Yeah, right? It does.
The end level itself is all very much like, if you fuck up, you're kind of screwed. This seems a little more forgiving in that, like, when you die, the checkpointing is a little bit better. Because Rayman can't take a whole lot of damage. Like, normally he can't take any damage. But you can get, like, the little power-up, the little heart that follows you around to allow you to take a hit. Or, you know, get hit a spike or something. And if you get that, like, and you die, it does kind of bounce you back into a pretty comparable area to where you were, allowing you to easily kind of continue on. Whereas in the Mario games, you have to get to the flag like halfway through or else start the entire level over. The load times are very short when that happens. So when you die, like, it's not like, oh, go to this menu screen. It's just like you die, Rayman explodes, and then not instantly, but shortly thereafter, it is you're right back in the game playing again, trying to get that one area that you just fucked up on. So, and it's just a beautiful looking game. I mean, if you like the artwork in Rayman Origins, they've refined it. It's a little more detailed, more like a painting come to life than like the cartoon that Rayman Origins was. But it's really, really, really cool.
Have you run into any of those? Like, I remember the demo. There was like a rhythm level, kind of like where
sorts of different types. Yeah, there's like ones where you have to kind of like hit the right button keys and like jump at the right moments. And
yeah, like you're basically running through the level to the music. Essentially,
yes, yeah. There's that. There's like a drum one. There's a bunch of like weirdly different challenge levels that go along with the game. So, yeah, if you enjoyed Origins or 2D platformers at that, I would definitely play this. And it's available on damn near everything, so.
I heard you got it on the right system, though.
I got it on Wii U, which right now I've been mostly playing it on the gamepad. Well, actually, pretty much exclusively on the gamepad. I do want to try out the multiplayer aspect of it, because I hear like the gamepad adds some different functionality that it's missing from like the other versions. You can drop platforms in and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
There was like when the tutorial level on the Wii U on the gamepad version has you utilizing this little character. I can't remember his name, but you're like tapping the screen and moving around and cutting the ropes and stuff to like move platforms around, while the main character, which you would normally be controlling, like he's kind of auto doing it as you're kind of going in front and creating the level. And that's the single player version. So I'm guessing that in the multiplayer version, you're doing something similar, but, and it was still engaging. It wasn't like, this is dumbed down for kids. Like, it was still, this can still be challenging. Like, you're still trying to make timing jumps, and you have to do it so that the character isn't jumping to his doom, or that you're like cutting the wrong rope and sliding him into a spike pit or something. So, it's just really smartly designed. It's a shame that this didn't come out when it was supposed to, back in like February or March.
I would have bought it.
Right.
Like right away.
It's come out now, like right at the beginning of like crazy game season. And
yeah, like you give me Diablo and you give me Rayman, it's like I'm going to probably go Diablo every
right,
time.
You're going to go with the bigger name, and that's a shame, but it's the reality of what they've done. So
I'll get it for a good price.
Probably. That might be the answer to that same question. I'm going to say Diablo 3 for, so. let's see. Anybody else play anything?
Mad. We played Mad.
Yes, we did. Not together. Separately.
No, not together.
Come on, bro.
Sorry. Okay, so you played Madden consistently over like the last few years, right?
Yes. I've played every Madden since Madden 99.
Okay, so I haven't. I haven't played Madden in like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, wow. So this is a big jump for you.
Like, I mean, I played Madden on the Wii U last year and on the Vita, but they were like really, really streamlined versions. Like they
Ghetto Madden.
Yeah, they didn't have any of the features that like even the actual Madden that I played like 5 years ago had. So, very different experience than what I'm getting here. Like there's a shit ton of stuff in this game.
Right. I'm interested to hear what you have to say actually before I speak.
I like parts of it. I mean, it's football. Like, I mean, that's right. what I'm getting at. It plays like a football game. It's very flashy. I mean, for me, somebody who like only recently played the Madden Wii U and the Vita version, the presentation's really nice. Although I'm hearing some of the same commentary over and over again, and I haven't played that many games. There's just a ton of features, though. It's really hard to figure out what you want to go do because the menu screen is really busy.
Yeah.
Like, really, really, it's, like, crazy busy. And it's not very telling. Like, I just want to go start a season. Like, you have to, like, dig, like, two layers deep to, like, get to that.
And they've renamed everything again.
Right. It's not just season mode. It's, like, connected franchise and connected careers and connected coach mode and connected owner mode and there's the what's the card game Ultimate Team, which is pretty cool, but very quickly becomes a time suck, and like a grind suck as well. Although I do like that those games are kind of quick hits. You can play like one of them in like 10-15 minutes. As opposed to playing like a normal game, which takes, you know, a longer period of time. I noticed that I started a regular connected coach mode or whatever. I don't know what the fuck it's called. But I picked a coach. I'm playing as the Dolphins. My son picked the Atlanta Falcons coach.
Okay.
And we're playing a connected franchise where he's like running the Falcons on like rookie level, and I'm running the Dolphins on whatever the one above normal is.
Right.
And so it gives us both some sort of a challenge, which is nice because then he can play and not feel frustrated, and I can play and actually get something out of it. But there's some weird shit. Like the offense is almost automatic. Like, I'm finishing games with like a 75-80% completion rate.
Yeah.
Like, the quarterbacks are really fucking accurate. And I also started a career like in the player mode. And you can pick a historical player. So I picked Dan Marino and I put him on the regular Dolphins. And I'm completing like 95-100% of my passes with him. It's crazy.
Yeah, you almost have to turn up the level. Because if you don't, they kind of just throw everything with almost 100% accuracy.
Yeah, like laser beams that the receivers catch with no problem. Like,
right. And the pass rush never seems to get there, so you always have, like, forever to stand in the pocket and just pick the other team apart.
Yeah. But, I mean, I like it. Like, I like that. I like being able to sit down and play the game with my son, which is kind of why I got it, because he wanted to play football, so.
Right.
But outside of, I can't be much more critical than I haven't played real Madden in 5 years. So.
To put it in more of a perspective, I think they should rename this game. It shouldn't be Madden 25. It should be Madden 13-2.
Yeah.
It's really similar to last year. They haven't added a ton of features. They did, of course, go through and rename all the career modes. So last year they had the one connected careers mode, and now they've like split it into three and added the owner's mode that people complained wasn't in there last year. And outside of that, it's kind of hard to see any substantial changes year over year. There haven't really been any tweaks to the engines, although I will notice I haven't seen the problems you had last year. When the play was over and players like falling over each other, getting out of the pile, which was always hilarious to watch, but probably not something you expect to see in a final product. They seem to have fixed that problem. But like some of the stuff they made a big deal out of, they added the, they call it, run free and precision. They have a precision modifier, so you can do like cool moves while your running back is running along the field. And I just find that I can control the player well enough by just using the thumbsticks. That the precision modifier seems completely unnecessary. And, my team's block well enough in front of me, and, like, I can find the holes. And since, of course, you don't have to hold down the sprint button anymore, you can automatically sprint to the hole. Like, it just, all of the, like, the effort they put into putting this whole precision modifier thing together just seems to have been wasted.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I haven't dug deep enough into it, but I'm playing it like I played Madden like 2008, 2009,
right,
or whatever the
right.
last one I played.
And it's exactly the same. The engines behind like the collision detection and like the blocking and all that have changed, but the actual gameplay is the same. I will say the one thing that impresses me now more than ever is that when the players are running down the field, they look like they're running naturally.
Right.
Like
yeah,
the,
I did notice
like,
the animations look way more
yeah.
spot on than
like the whole video game juke thing that you used to get before, where the player would like go like 4 yards in a different direction when you hit the juke button. Like
right.
all that stuff is gone. Like it all looks natural. It all feels like they're actually running down the field. And that was mostly the case last year too. But it's something for some reason that I'm noticing more now than I did then. Like when my player is hitting the hole, like they look like they're hitting the hole in a real NFL game. And of course that's the one thing that they've managed to do every year with Madden, this gen. If not kicking the presentation way up to the level of like an NBA 2K game, they've made the visuals better every time. And the game looks really, really good. I guess I will say they fixed a lot of the commentary. There were a lot of errors last year. Like they would say things that were just flat out wrong. They do it sometimes now too. Like I've converted third down, so I'll be like, oh, and it's short of the marker, and we're going to fourth down, and it's actually first down. But that seems to be less this year than it was last year. But good, a decent Madden. Not really a big step forward, and if you were to skip this one, I couldn't really blame you. Because it's like, if you bought last year's, this year's is a slight upgrade over that.
Okay. It's a huge upgrade over what I last played.
Yes. This is probably light years ahead of that.
Yeah.
And all for the better. I mean, Madden has come a long way, but this is a baby step.
Interested to see how like it works on the new consoles, because I heard that like each individual player will have their own AI.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Which yeah, sounds like it could be really interesting. But I also remember from like the start of this gen that like early Maddens, like especially on the Xbox on the 360, it was like pretty much garbage. Like
yeah,
so.
I mean, it was the same game you got on the Xbox, except without any features.
Right. Which is what the Wii U version was last year. It was like...
Right.
And well, even last year, wasn't even on the same engine as what everyone else got. It was, like, less features and on the old engine, so... Alright, well, that's Madden. It's football.
It is.
I'm probably going to play a lot of it, because my son wants to play through a season, so...
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready for some football?
I'm ready. Yeah. I had my first fantasy draft today.
It's so close.
I'm ready.
Shit, it starts tomorrow, don't it?
Yeah.
Or yesterday in terms of this podcast, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yes. We won't be picking tomorrow, yesterday's game when we do our picks, so.
Oh, we should do it.
We should pick tomorrow, yesterday's game, and then they can see.
Let's do it right now,
pick.
Yeah. I'm going right away.
You were right.
I'm gonna say Denver.
I'm going Broncos too. Fuck that.
God damn, yeah. We're gonna pick
I don't
Denver,
like
aren't
Ravens.
We?
Yeah.
Oh, the Ravens. I mean, the Ravens have had a lot of turnover in the offseason. Lost a lot of players. Although I will say Denver's had some issues too.
Yeah.
They might not have any pass rush, but I don't know. It's hard to count out Peyton Manning. He's good.
The good brother. Yeah. Well, I don't dislike Eli Manning, but
it's gonna happen. Broncos.
One more game in our what we've been playing. I played Dear Esther. You guys ever hear of that?
I have heard of it.
I've heard of it.
All right. Yeah. So, as I'm playing, I'll be playing Amnesia, A Machine for Pigs, which comes out next week for review. And I heard that Dear Esther was created by some of the guys that had created Amnesia. So I sat down to play it. It's a short game. You finish it in one sitting, like maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. I'm not even sure if calling it a game is a good description, though, because all you really have to do is walk forward and the story unfolds. It's more of an experience than anything else. Last year I made some comments that, like, The Walking Dead wasn't really much of a game. At least there's some sort of, like, choice of mechanic. There's the mechanic of choice. Like, you have to choose to do A or B, even if ultimately that choice doesn't mean anything. It's just walk forward. It's a very pretty game. And the story that unfolds is kind of fucked up in ways. Like, I'm not sure if the character you're playing killed somebody in a drunken car accident, or if his wife died in a drunken car accident. Somebody died. Somebody was drunk. There's multiple personalities that are mentioned in the game. And it's all kind of told through this journal of the main character as he quests towards this radio tower. And you really just, you walk through its environments. Like, it's a really strange experience. Like, it's hard to call it a game. So there's not much to play there. It seems to be the way some of these titles are moving, too. Where it's like, we're going to present you this kind of interactive experience in storytelling. Just kind of like what Gone Home is, from what I've heard. But at least there, you're kind of like rifling through. That's more about exploration and discovering the story. Dear Esther just drops it in your lap as long as you walk forward. So if you're looking for some weird, like, trippy sort of experience, maybe give Dear Esther a shot, but if you're looking for any sort of, like, actual gameplay depth, that's not going to be your game. So there's that. It's pretty, though. But I was kind of mostly interested because the developers behind that are doing a... They'll be doing a PS4 exclusive game called Everybody Loves the Rapture, or Everybody Goes to the Rapture, or something like that. Which was supposed to be coming to PC, but now it's a PS4 exclusive, and this is the kind of game that they're presenting, some people are gonna be really confused when it hits PS4. Cause, like it or not, there's different expectations for games on PC and consoles, and this is definitely pushing the boundaries of, like, what you can call a game is. And I think that more traditional console gamers are gonna probably see really high scores for a game like that and be like, this sounds awesome, I love a great story, and then they're gonna get it and it's just gonna be walking forward and they're not gonna know what to do with that, so. Video games. All right, let's do some news.
Yeehaw. So we have a release date for the Xbox One. Get excited.
It's weird.
November 22nd.
Jeff kind of hit the nail on the head. That's weird.
Jeff was right about something. Wait, note the time.
It happens. Oh, at least twice a day. Oh.
That... said it's going to be the craziest day in video games.
Why is that day crazy? Well, what else comes out that day?
The Xbox One is that day. A Link to the Past 2. And new Mario 3D.
Guess which ones I'll be buying.
Everything Xbox One related.
Of course.
And Tearaway on the Vita, so nobody is going to get that except probably me.
And obviously every Xbox One launch game launches that day.
Yeah, so like there's going to be like 30 games or something like that. It's crazy. And a week before Black Friday, so...
Right. Interestingly enough, they coordinated their launches. So PS4 will be launching a week before in the United States, but a week after in Europe.
So on the same day as Xbox One?
No. I believe it's November 30th in Europe and November 15th.
Okay, so it's a week... The PS4 launches a week before the Xbox One and then a week after.
Correct.
The Xbox One, yeah. Okay.
Which is kind of weird because Sony's always got this big Europhile thing going on. Much bigger market for them than it is for the Xbox. You'd figure that they would be able to hit there first.
Right.
Kind of weird that they're not.
And, I mean, Microsoft is heavily courting Europe currently with their,
with their pre-orders.
Yeah.
So they were offering, with day one editions, FIFA 14, which, you know, big, big bone to throw to Europe.
Yeah, huge game over there. Huge game here, too. But.
Now for UK pre-orders, you have a choice. You can actually get FIFA 14, or you can get Forza 5.
Also a huge draw over there.
Probably a good choice. Nails all those folks who could care less about football.
Right.
With disdain.
I mean, they got to announce a U.S. pack-in, right?
Right. They have to announce something. I mean, is it going to be Madden? Like,
right. What? I mean, like, what does the U.S. like? Is it Madden? Is it Call of Duty? Like, is it? Obviously, they're kind of buddy-buddy with EA, right? Like,
right.
So Madden kind of makes sense.
Or Battlefield 4?
Or Battlefield 4, that would make sense too. Although, if you, I don't know, like, is that counting as a sale of the game? Jeff, would you know that?
Wait, what?
Because they're not actually packing it in, right? It's not in the box.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, this is game download.
Okay, so it's a download, so it wouldn't count like for MPD anyway. But they would right. say, "Hey, we sold X amount of copies."
But regardless, I don't know if it would count as a sale of a game. That said, wasn't Wii Sports counted as? I know it was physical, but wasn't Wii Sports counted as one of the best?
They
selling
did.
Games
they
of
did
all time?
Count
yeah.
those, yeah. And they counted the pack in Mario's. I mean, they've always counted that extra.
To me, it shouldn't. And, you know, like, if you look at the SKU in retail anyways, it would be, it's a system that you're selling. You know, I don't think they really count the game itself, but I don't know.
Well, yeah, but you gotta figure if you're like a developer or a publisher, you're like, I'm making money off every time they do that.
Yeah, you know, I guess.
System.
Hey, I guess, you know, if you're buying a system and with that game, maybe you really wanted to play that game, so maybe it should count, but I don't know, to me, I don't know why.
I mean, that both sides of it make sense. Like, I could see where a developer would be like, I want that shit counted. I could also see where it's like, you're not actually selling something, it's coming with the system. I don't know. I think Call of Duty still makes the most sense, though.
It does. I think, assuming they could swing it, There's also the possibility that Activision would be very hesitant to do that because they feel like they could just sell them anyway.
Right.
Whereas, you know that EA has been trying to get on par with Call of Duty for a long time now. and this would be a way to do it instantly. Like, to just guarantee your presence on every console.
Right, like, every Xbox One, there's, you know, if they sell 600,000 of them or whatever at launch, like, that's 600,000 Battlefield 4s in people's hands. Regardless whether they're playing it or not.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Battlefield, Madden, both make sense. Rise, maybe?
I don't think Rise.
I don't think Rise has the appeal, but it is a first-party title, so... Right. Look, I don't think Forza has the pull here.
I guess I would be able to cancel my pre-order, because I don't think Rise is going to be very good, but...
But you have it coming.
I have it coming. I refuse to not pre-order that game.
Yeah. Here's hoping that maybe they make an announcement at some point. They've been making an announcement like once a week on stuff, so.
This announcement seemed like right out of the blue, too. Like, there was no event, there was no...
Right, we're coming right on the heels of PAX, like...
Right, it was just like, oh, look, here's a picture of boxes coming out of the factory. By the way, it'll be in your hands on the 22nd of November.
Right. I do still love the, like... I personally don't have an issue with it being $100 more in the PS3, but like people like Jeff do, and there are lots of people like that, and I just love that they still have these executives going out and making statements like, well, we believe in the value of what's in the box. We believe we're over offering. Like they're still saying shit like that. It's crazy. Like, shut up. Don't say anything.
I don't have a problem with it. To me, the lower price point for very similar hardware, if not better hardware, I mean, I think it's gonna sell way more. So, at least in the initial, like, at least in the first, like, the last 2 months of this year.
I have a feeling that both will sell out through the holidays. We'll see though. I also don't quite, I mean, we talked about this last week when Jeff wasn't on, Microsoft saying they're not having supply issues, and it's a language translation issue, but being as extra pre-orders just magically appeared today at certain outlets.
Right.
That strikes me as you pulled units that you had reserved for other areas at, or moving them to U.S. regions.
Yeah, it seems a little shady.
Like, but you don't. Of course, you don't want to.
Wait. Who? What?
So last week. Go ahead, Tony.
Last week, Microsoft announced that they were shifting from. Well, it wasn't last week that they announced this, but a couple weeks ago they announced that they were shifting from 22 worldwide markets to 13. They were cutting a bunch of markets, and last week they said it was because of language identification with the Kinect. Like, they were having trouble getting all of that worked out for a lot of countries, so they dropped, like, you know, Denmark, Russia, and, like, you know, countries with languages that are very, very different from English.
Basically, the people who don't matter.
Well, so, right. Point, like, yes, like Denmark, Sweden, like, well, I mean, I don't want to say those people don't matter, but, well,
they're not real people.
Right, you're not real. Like, the Swedish chef is a Muppet, so, like,
right.
You pull from Sweden, Muppets aren't getting their Xbox One.
Like,
exactly. Like, but Russia seems like a weird one to me. Like, that's a pretty big market. Maybe there's no money in Russia.
They don't like homophobes.
Right. Maybe that was it. They were just, we're going to punish Russia because of their anti-gay stance by not releasing the Xbox One there. And Sony was like, well, we don't care. We're releasing PS4 there. Yeah, so go ahead, Tony.
I think I already said it, didn't I?
Yeah, that. but now, like, today, when they announced that the Xbox One was, you know, coming out on November 22nd, they also announced that pre-orders that were closed at certain select retailers would be reopening for a limited quantity of day one edition consoles. So they magically found more inventory, which strikes me as kind of strange.
Well, also, though, they made it look like they just hit mass production, like, in the last couple days, which means they probably have more of a sense now of exactly what their inventory is.
Right, right.
So maybe they're just like, maybe we have to do more than we thought we did.
It's maybe they're just being conservative on the back end, and now they know they have more. Although they are still predicting that there will be supply constraints through the holiday season, so we'll see. Maybe Jeff's right, and there will just be mounds of Xbox Ones everywhere. I'm guessing not, but
as long as I get one, I don't care.
Right,
that's where I'm at.
Mine will hopefully be showing up, and I can get that classy day one achievement.
I don't even know why.
I don't know what that is.
That's a selling point.
No sense.
Connect, selling point.
Right.
Cloud computing, selling point. Day one achievement is not a selling point.
Like day one digital downloads, which you can do on both. That to me is that's a positive. Day one achievement sounds really weird. Like, are you going to start giving me like achievements for watching Breaking Bad or The Walking Dead?
I think they are, actually.
That would be so awesome. So dumb.
Right.
I would gladly put my HDMI cable from my cable box through my Xbox One so I can get the TV achievements. Would be so stupid. What else we got in news? Any more stupid Microsoft gas?
How about some stupid? Well, it's not stupid. But Sony announced that the PlayStation I will now have voice recognition capability.
So it's a Kinect.
It's a Kinect. Yes.
Right. It's a Kinect that doesn't come in the box, and nobody's ever going to use because.
So basically, the systems cost exactly the same now.
Yeah, if you want all the full featured items, I love that the PlayStation control. Like at some point, Sony intended on putting that fucking camera in the box, because the PlayStation 4 controller has that light sensor on it, that light bar, that interacts with the fucking camera.
Yes, it's not optional. It's not something you like put on your controller. It's built into
It's built onto every controller. So they intended on putting that fucking camera. And we're like, if we pull this out, we can save $100, which makes sense. But you've relegated both Move and the PlayStation I to nobody ever fucking using it, which Jeff's probably fine with, right? You're never gonna use that shit.
No, probably not.
Give me my Kinect. Give it to me.
You're way too excited for this.
I just want it to change channels for me.
That's all I want. I want to not move. Like, I just want to sit there and I want to talk to my TV and have it actually respond to me. I've been waiting my entire life for this.
The 24th is going to be a magical day. So I'm going to sit there on my couch watching Sunday football, going like bouncing between. NBC, CBS, Fox, or whoever the fuck has football on that day, and then the Comcast Red Zone app. I'm just going to yell at my Kinect to do all this shit. I'm not going to do anything. And if it could find a way to bring me beer while I do that, it would be great.
You have Red Zone?
I'm going to get it this year.
Like where I live now, they have it, and like they're telling me about it. I'm like, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's like football chaos all Sunday.
Yeah. It's just like anytime a team is in, like, boom, right on your screen.
Like scoring position or whatever, it's like, here you go.
Yep. Like eight games or whatever, or like however many games are going on, they're all on the screen at once. It's crazy.
It's like football porn, dude. I can't believe that.
It's slightly overkill. Like, I remember my brother had it last year, and we were over at my parents' house, and he's watching it, and, like, my wife's like, it's making me nauseous. there's too much going on.
That's awesome, though. I can't wait for Sundays soon. But I'll tell you this, when the Bears are on, though, that red zone shit ain't happening. I want Bears.
Bears?
I want to see the Bears slowly, like, give the game away. It's going to be awesome.
You want to see hope. You want to see the team start off at 6-2, finish 2-6, and miss the playoffs.
That's essentially what they did. I think they did even better than that last year. Like, they had some crazy good record, and then they gave it all away.
Yeah.
Bears.
The Bears. We got any more news?
I'm going to ignore the whole Dick Wolves thing, because I'm just tired of talking about Penny Arcade. But yeah, no more news.
Except for that, but did you see that piece that Jeff sent?
Jeff sent a piece?
Yeah. Real simple.
You sent, Jeff?
Basically, the makers of GTA 5, like, specifically the guy that was, like, the lead writer on the script, he would go into, like, basically he used gang members as consultants for the dialogue and stuff, and he recorded lots of dialogue of them just, like, kind of hanging out, like, listening to how they talk, and he also would show them parts of the script, and they'd be like, nah, we wouldn't say it like that. So, like, and like, all sorts of, like, different gangs, you know, so, like, specific to that gang, like, how they would talk, and that's how they made the dialogue in the game. I thought it was cool.
That actually does sound pretty cool.
It's like The Wire. It's going to be very specific. You won't basically understand anything, probably. You'll be like, what?
I'm all right with that.
It's going to be cool.
I already don't understand anything.
Yeah.
Makes life easy.
All right. It's football time.
It's football time?
It is football time. Let's
football time.
Let's do some picks.
Oh, God.
Okay.
All right. I got us four games here.
Okay.
Based on our teams of preference, including Fozzie's. I would have had a fifth, but I don't know Don's team, so he doesn't get a pick. And he's not here anyway. New England at Buffalo.
Thanks for coming, EJ, New England.
Yeah, I think we're all going that way.
Yes.
All right, at Kansas City at Jacksonville.
Ugh.
I'm going to go KC here.
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth.
Right, it's going to be an ugly game.
I could go Kansas City.
Yeah, I think you got to go Kansas City because they're just better.
Yeah. Maybe these were all really kind of easy picks here. Miami at Cleveland.
Oh, God.
I'm going Miami.
All right, Cleveland.
God damn it. Yeah, I go Cleveland.
All right.
Take the whole team. I'm
telling you, Miami's going to win that one.
Uh-huh.
Be warm in Cleveland. Cincinnati at Chicago.
I'm going to go Chicago.
Yeah, I'm going Chicago as well.
I'm going to take Cincinnati.
Just to be different.
That's right.
All right. So there we go. I don't know where Don's allegiances lie, so we can't make a pick there.
I think Don likes the Cowboys.
Why?
Or at least he lives with a lot of people who like the Cowboys. Maybe that's it.
So, all right, we'll do that. New York Giants at Dallas.
Ugh. I hate NFC East because all the teams are so similar.
Yeah. I'd almost rather pick the Washington-Philly game.
Right.
I'm gonna say the Giants here.
I'm going to say the Giants, and I'm going to say Washington.
I'm going to go with the Cowboys. How about them Cowboys?
All right.
Because Romo says he found something special. I'm sure he just learned how to masturbate or something, but...
To masturbate.
Tear Joe.
Oh, God.
All right, so there's our picks. And then we picked the opening game, which is already over by the time you're listening to this. All of us picked Denver for that one. So there's our five picks. Let's do some questions, Jeff.
What do I got? I got a few. Let's see. Justin asks, was it a missed opportunity for Microsoft not to launch with Call of Duty Ghosts?
I don't know that that opportunity has been lost yet.
But, like, I think what he's getting at is,
oh,
like,
the same day.
Yeah. Well, for, yeah, I was like, it's going to launch with Call of Duty Ghosts. It's coming out. Like, the system will be out, and so will the game. But, yeah, I'm going to interpret his question as that, like,
yeah, and I think, like, I was thinking the same thing. Like, if you're Microsoft, you have, like, this strong partnership with Activision, you get that shit out, like, a couple weeks earlier, and then earlier than PS4, you're going to get those people that, like, a huge percentage of the industry now play Call of Duty. That's it. Like, that's what they play. If I were Microsoft, I would have wanted it out the same day as Ghosts. Like, here you go.
Yeah.
You can play your fucking indie games on PS4 in a week. Good luck with that, you know.
To me, that would have made the most sense. Like, push it out with Ghosts, and like their reveal event kind of pushed that way. Like, hey, right, we are going football, TV, and Call of Duty, and like you're gonna let it be out there for 2 weeks before getting it in, you know, your fans' hands. And yeah, you can trade up, but how many people are going to do that?
Yeah,
once you find a bunch of people to play the game with, you're right, not going to do that. Like, oh, sorry, actual crowd that I have of people I know.
Right.
Go like, play with randoms on my new console.
Right, unless they're all going to get the new console as well.
Right.
Like, because there is that pretty cool upgrade feature, I guess. I don't know if that's...
For $10, you upgrade to the next version?
Yeah. So I guess you trade in your old version or whatever, and they totally tried to get me on that with Madden.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I see you have an Xbox One pre-ordered. Would you like to upgrade to Madden on the Xbox One? I'm good. Are you sure? Yep.
I know what I'm doing here, God damn it.
The guy was really pushing it. Like, I'm like, it's like, well, why not? I'm like,
Because
the season's almost over. Like, it'll be 2 months in. Like, I don't know if I'm even going to want to play Madden at that point.
I want basketball at that point. It's basketball season.
Let me tell you about my last GameStop experience. I went to go buy Diablo yesterday. I had it on pre-order. I'm all professional. I walk in, give this girl my power-up card. She's a cute girl. Probably, obviously, a part-timer. Because... I go, yeah.
Because she's pretty, or?
Well, no, that's not necessarily true, but here's where I'm going with this. I give her a card. I go, I'm picking up. She's like, what? I'm like, Diablo. She takes my card, she looks, she pulls it up. Okay, you owe, 30 whatever bucks on it. I was like, okay, you know what, I'll throw it on a pre-order on something. Cause like, she didn't even ask, but I was like, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm gonna help her out, but,
right, right.
Nice salesmanship there. What the fuck?
So you're saying that you were upset that...
I was upset that she didn't try... No, like, it's weird.
I have never had them not offer. Like,
I know! I was like, dude, you're not even trying. Like, I'm obviously... It's not like...
Do you think she was new?
No, she was not new. I know she wasn't new, okay, because she said something after that, but... The thing is, I go up there, I have a power-up card that's, like, good through 2014 or something. I have other games reserved. You think I'm the easy one. Like, that's, like, those people, I'm like, what are you going to reserve today? You know what I mean?
Right.
She doesn't even try with me. It wasn't like, it would be different if I'm just walking down the street, no, I don't have power cut. Because the release date, you get that all day where you're, like, sitting there, you're like, all right. And the worst is, like, the sports games, these motherfuckers come in. Oh, what's FIFA? And you're like, dude, did you pre-order it? Nope. Do you want a pre-order? Whatever the fuck else you're going to buy next, like FIFA 15? Nope.
Like, you only come in once a year. You could just pre-order it and we'll have you in the system.
But, you know, but those people, like, I don't expect, those are the people I'll be like, whatever, man, go fuck yourself. I'm not going to try, right? But I'm clearly know what the fuck I'm doing. And she doesn't, so I was just like, you know, I'll be nice. I'm going to throw you a bone. And fucking, I'm like, I'll pre-order Zelda for 3DS. She's like, oh, I love when people order 3DS games because, like, we don't ever get enough of those, like, the Nintendo ones. Like, they sell out. I'm like, yeah, I know. I used to do this job. You fucking aren't doing yours, but whatever.
That's a shame.
But whatever. I'm still going to do a survey for her.
Zeros.
No, because then she's like, oh, can you do a survey? Because, like, we got, like, not enough surveys while the manager was gone at conference and blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, yeah, I got you.
Speaking of which, those managers that went to that conference are all getting an Xbox One.
I know, fucking bastards.
And a PS4. Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, and seven games for PS4.
Nice timing, Jeff. Nice timing.
Well, actually, if I would have stayed, I would have been a store manager, and I would have got that stuff made. No, I wouldn't have, because I was smart, and I said no, and the store that I knew was going to close is closing this month, so.
Oh, so you wouldn't have got it because you wouldn't have been there?
You would have been employed.
Yeah, would have been unemployed if I would have, like, listened to their offer. They're like, oh, don't leave, we'll give you the store. And I like, laughed. I was like, ha ha, no, because that store's going to close, and I'm not an idiot. They're like, no, we're keeping it open for real. I'm like, nah, that store's going to close. It's closing in September.
What other questions we got?
Let's see. Matt, Mr. Fresh. He's got a couple. He asks, how awesome is the Fast and Furious franchise?
It's pretty awesome.
I give it a 6 out of 10.
Oh, you guys suck. I mean,
I don't know. It's all right.
2 and 3 are bad. 5 and 6 are superb action movies.
I'll watch 6 eventually, I guess. I don't know. I just never got into it that much.
Should watch 6.
I will watch them over and over until I'm like, yes.
Yeah, it is amazing. You keep watching it until you say it's amazing. Because that. Because nothing like indoctrination. Just keep watching. Yeah, Ned, there's a bunch of Way Forward tweets going out right now.
See, I told you. They're out there.
That we were making fun of him.
Right.
Yeah.
He heard us.
I haven't seen any Way Forward tweets.
I'm going to ask this question.
Yep.
I have one more question. I'm going to ask, well, I have many more questions, not many, but I'm going to ask this question, and I'm going to answer it, and then let you guys answer, because I got to pee really bad. Mr. Professional says, are there any games coming out this fall that you're waiting for Black Friday to get? And one of them is probably Rayman, even though it's not this fall, so that's my answer.
Yeah, same for me. I'm not Rayman. Diablo, though.
Yes, definitely Diablo.
I mean, by then we should be able to get a good deal on that, right?
Right. Probably Saints Row 4. I'm thinking Black Friday for that.
Yeah. Or a Steam sale.
Right. Well, I don't want to get it on PC, though.
Will your PC not run it?
I question whether it will happen.
I mean, that's where I played it. And right. From what I've heard, that's where you should play it if you can. Cause it just runs so much better, but. I haven't heard.
I'll check the specs. I mean, mine tends to do a pretty decent job.
Outside of like reviewers, who also, mind you, like, kind of said that Far Cry 3 was unplayable on consoles. So I don't know how accurate they are there.
Right.
So I played Far Cry 3 on consoles and it was fine. I think you did too, right?
I did.
Yes,
Jeff did. So. I don't know. Sometimes I think some of these reviewers get a little like, oh, it plays so much better because I don't notice any frame rate drops at all on the PC.
Well, yeah, it's like a lot of people we know too are like, oh my god, this game looks so much better on PC. And like, I don't know if that's true or not, but like, they look great to me on the consoles they're on, so I don't know.
Right.
What games were you guys saying, though, real quick?
Diablo 3 for me.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, I don't see that. Whatever. Yeah, are you going to get on, like, PS3 or, like, current gen or next? Actually, let's go to our next question, because that goes to that. Movie Guru asks, are you waiting until next gen to play games that are coming out for current and next gen, i.e. Diablo on PS3 or PS4?
No.
I'm going to vote no.
I'm going no because I'm waiting for games to come out on next gen that I want to play on next gen to buy next gen. So.
Right.
It's like, I'm not going to buy a PS4 or whatever until there's like games for it where I'm like, I can't play that on my PS3. I'm kind of going the opposite where like, yeah, I'm sure Watch Dogs will be slightly better on PS4, but I'll get it on PS3. I don't give a fuck.
Like, this is the other thing, is that I'm not sure that they will be that much better.
Right.
They'll be, like, slightly better. You know?
If they threw, like, mounds of evidence at me up, like, Xbox One is the place to play this game, it's so much better, then fine. But otherwise, I really don't see the incentive for...
I mean, visually, I think they'll obviously look better on the next-gen hardware, but that it's... They're running the PC version of those games, which the PC generally does look better than the current gen consoles. But that doesn't mean the current gen consoles are bad. Like, I don't know. The only game I'm waiting on at all to play from current and next is Battlefield 4. I just don't. It's not that I don't want to play Battlefield 4 when it comes out. It's just I don't want to buy the game twice.
Right, and the launch is so close.
It's like a couple week gap or something.
Yeah.
What about Destiny? Destiny's a stupid one because Destiny is gonna like launch later on and all of them at the same time.
Yeah, you don't have to wait.
Right. Yeah. Like, I mean, if I get Diablo, it's because I want to play with people, and those people, like, if they got it now. They're playing it on 360 or PS3, so I'm going to get the version of the game where they're playing it at. But most of the games I'm getting outside of Battlefield 4 are next-gen exclusive games, so...
All of the games I'm getting are Wii U, so... This fall, I'm going to get Mario... I'm gonna get Zelda for 3DS. Like, those are the only two ones that pop out to me. Like, you know, like fall, winter. I have a slim list.
I actually have more PS3 exclusives on my list than I do PS4.
What do you got?
Puppeteer, which comes out next week. Beyond Two Souls.
At GT6.
I love Gran Turismo, but with Forza coming out, it's just like I can't do it. And Ratchet. It's like that's it, which I keep forgetting that's coming out in November.
Yeah.
it's coming out, like everyone's gonna forget about it, because it's coming out like right against PS4 launch. Like it's mid-November, so.
It's at a budget price though, isn't it?
It's not full retail, but it, so, I mean,
I thought it was like 40 or
yeah. I think it's evidently longer than like a Quest for Booty, but not as long as like a Crack in Time.
So it's okay,
somewhere in between, like maybe like 8 to 10 hours.
But they're just like going back to basics with that shit, right? It's just gonna be a Ratchet and Clank
game. It's
gonna
be a Ratchet and Clank game, not. Not that weird tower defense thing they did last year, which sucked. Or the All for One, which was 2 years ago, which was the multiplayer version type game. No, it's going to be a traditional Ratchet and Clank, like action platformer.
That's pretty cool. Those games are not bad at all, so.
Right.
Now I'll buy it, but at least not at full price.
Yeah, well, hey, I mean, maybe it'll show up on a PlayStation Plus, you know. That's what I keep hearing about the PlayStation 4 is, well, I'm not going to get a whole lot of games because those games will show up on PlayStation Plus. And I'm like, eventually, if that's what everyone's doing is waiting for games to PlayStation Plus, like, there won't be any games to release on them because nobody's going to make games for the PS4.
because no one buys them.
Right.
Well, yeah, there's that. Also, little mini rant on platformers. Unless you're Mario, release them at smart times. What the fuck are you doing? Like, release them in February or something, where they'll make a minor impact.
Right, like Rayman this week, like, just makes no sense.
Yeah, I would have bought that. Dude, you, like, in February, I was fucking thirsty for something on Wii U.
Right, anything.
They could have released the Wii U one, and then released the other versions when they were ready, and whatever, you know, it wouldn't, you know, Rayman's not going to sell a lot, like,
and no matter what. That's the thing with this. This game has been ready for at least a month now, because I got the review copies, which wouldn't work because they were for like the dev consoles, but they were final code for those for the Wii U and 360 versions. I got them like 3 weeks ago. So if you were ready at that point, why not release it? Not right after Madden, not right before GTA 5.
Yeah. They need to, like, you know, I don't get what they're doing with platformers. Like, Mario, you could release it whenever you want. Like, you could release Mario in November on Wii U, and it'll still sell pretty decently, but
I
other than that, don't fuck with that.
Do question Nintendo's sanity of releasing new 3D Mario on Wii U right on the same day as new Zelda on 3DS. Like, I mean, they're both going to sell.
Yeah, I thought it was December.
No, they're both on November 22nd.
They changed it?
That was the announcement that was last week when they gave the release dates. 11/22, which was before the Xbox announced their date, mind you. But they're both on the same day.
You do remember, though, at E3, they're like, yeah, Mario is this December. Like, I remember them saying that.
I thought they said this holiday.
No, they said December. This December, you know, Mario, whatever, fucking 3D Land 2, whatever it is.
The 3D World. I thought they had said November for that and October for Zelda. But
well, no, Wind Waker was October, but they didn't say anything at E3 regarding Zelda's release date, but then they, you know, everyone like kind of knew it was November. But they said straight up, Mario is December on Wii U, which I was like, that's kind of like a good spot, kind of, because in December, like, kind of all the big games have come out at that point, and so if you want something else to play, there it is, you know.
Yeah, but no, it's November 22nd.
That's dumb. Don't do that to me.
Yep, all on the same day.
That's not cool.
We got any other questions?
Do I? I don't know. Yeah, I got a couple little fun ones here. Mr. Fresh, for $1 million each, would you and the rest of your crew be handcuffed to each other for a full month?
For a month, sure.
I mean, I get $1 million, it's like,
right.
I wouldn't make that much in a month at work, so.
Right. I mean, yes.
I wouldn't get that much in, like, years at work, so yeah. It might get a little weird.
Quite weird.
A little weird. But
we'd all be $1 million richer at the end of it, though, for a month's worth of weirdness.
I could deal with it.
Tony.
Done. Yeah, Tony. Tony says yes.
Sure. Do we lose Tony?
Did Tony fall asleep?
He's like, I'm done. Got any other questions?
Just one more. Seta IMX, I think that's how you say his name. Yes, along with Matt's question, for $1 million each, could you go without gaming for a year?
Impossible. I would die.
You for $1 million?
I would wither like a flower.
I have to think about it.
I wouldn't have to think about it.
See, that,
I'm watch a lot of movies.
That's a long time to go without gaming.
I've gone longer than that without sex, so I don't give a shit. I'll do it. I can do it.
I'm sure I can.
I don't want to do that either.
Exactly. I don't want to, but I've done it, and no one gave me $1 million for it.
You have my respect, Hefe.
Thank you.
I'm sure I could do that, but I don't know. Like, I mean, $1 million is a nice carrot on this stick.
Yeah, that's the point of these, like, $1 million questions. It's not something you want to do. But
like, it would have to be more than $1 million. It would have to be more.
No, it wouldn't. Unless you're making $1 million a year or close to it. No.
I'm not, but I'm just saying. It's got to be life-changing money to change my life.
No. It's life-changing enough. Like, I get it. Like, you can't retire with that, but...
Right. I'm saying. I want... You know.
You want more money?
I do.
Sweeten the deal?
Sweeten the pot. Make it $10 million. Man.
What if you get one night with Lindsay Lohan on top of that?
Jesus. What if you get herpes on top of your $1 million?
Let me sweeten the deal for you.
Great. Lifetime of gonorrhea.
Right.
Exactly what I wanted.
Let me sweeten the deal. Yeah. You could have syphilis and $1 million.
Would you do it? There are parts of me I don't want to be permanently melting. I'm going with that.
I think, Tony, you'd say yes. Find new hobbies.
I mean, I would read a lot and maybe watch a lot of movies, but...
Build toy trains.
Like, I have such a hard time keeping up now. If I went a whole year without playing games, Jesus.
Think of how sweet it would be when you come back. Think of all the deals.
Get that Diablo 3 for $7 in the parking bin.
I'm going to start doing this.
Make it really hard to run this website we run.
We run a website? That was a mistake.
Yeah. Sorry guys, I'm out. I'm taking a 1 year hiatus from games because, well, Jason's offering me $1 million.
But then we could like vest.
That would be so
capital
weird
investment.
Though. Right? It'd be really weird though to like go a whole year without games.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. There's no way.
I could do it. I essentially did it through a lot of, like, high school, like, where I wouldn't play that much. Like, I'll just play, like, I don't know, Mario Kart here and there.
It's like, I mean, with all the technology devices, though, like, I have I have games at my fingertips all the time.
Think of all the more, like, movies and TV shows you could watch.
Right, but what I find myself doing now, like, you know, like, I go and... I'm at lunch or whatever, and I open up my iPad, and I, like, play a round of Plants vs. Zombies, or, like, a round of...
You get a lunch. That must be nice.
Right, well, yes.
Really
nice. It honestly is. Lunch is cool.
I remember I used to get those. It'd take as long as I want. That was the funny thing. Like, I'd do whatever I want when I was, like, a manager there. Like, I'm a boss, so I'm going to take a 45-minute lunch. You can suck my dick. Might be an hour. I don't know. I don't get lunches no more. I
That's
don't.
Too bad.
Jeff just says, like, I remember those good old days when I worked at GameStop and I got a half hour lunch.
It was beautiful. It was fun.
Yeah.
Can't you just steal the mail whenever you want, though?
Just eat it.
That's right.
You see Jeff behind like,
this looks like candy or like somebody sent him like a chocolate bouquet or something.
He's like shaking the packages trying to see if it's candy or something in it.
Oh, there was one day where it was like clearly like it was just like a package of chocolate and I was like, oh man, I want it. Got lost. I don't think it had like tracking or anything on it. Could have done it. I think it was just like a sample thing that they were like giving out, like, yo, try out this chocolate, you know what I mean?
Oh, so they might not even know if they ever got it or not.
They wouldn't, I don't think. Like, I was like, man, that would be an awesome way to lose your job, like, within like a week or two.
I remember hearing these crazy stories of these, like, mail carriers that for years were just, like, hoarding the mail they were supposed to be delivering.
Yeah, I heard about, like, at least one guy or whatever, he had, like, a garage full of mail.
Yeah, just, like, junk mail. Like,
Yeah, it was probably like the junk mail that you didn't want to deliver because it makes your job harder. So he's just probably like, yeah, shut the right off my house. Like, you know?
But he had like a whole garage full of the shit. They arrested him. So it's like, it's a pretty big crime. So
it's a big. It's stupid. Like, you just like, no one even cares about that mail. But yeah, don't do that, kids.
We just had one more tweet hit us. Walter wants to know when he can come on the show again.
Never. No. Oh, and I just got the tweet now. How is your tweets faster than my tweets?
It was.
It's fucking racism.
It was weird because it showed up on my personal timeline before it showed up on the show's timeline. So, I don't know, Walt. When do you want to come on?
Next week. Sign him up.
You're the big GameSpot guru. So, you tell us.
Only if he comes on naked.
Okay, well, I'm sure he could accommodate us that. I don't want to actually know if he is or not, but. what do we got next week?
Just a pinky swear.
I'm going to play a whole lot of Rome. It's going to be great. Jeff's going to love hearing more about it.
I'm going to play a whole lot of Diablo, well, as much as I can, and that's going to be it, probably. Maybe with a little more Animal Crossing, I'll slip that in there. Chris, have you gone into your town lately? You have?
Like once last week.
Did they scold you?
Yeah, every once in a while, like people like yell at me, like, because sometimes I'll just go in and like do my gathering and not talk to anybody. So like they'll go for like a week and then like I'll go talk to them and be like, oh, it's you, like.
Yeah, I didn't know you still live here.
I didn't know we were still
friends.
Because,
like, you're a fucking asshole.
I thought you, thought you didn't like me anymore. Well, it's good to know that you do. Like, you have no idea I actually hate all of you. But actually, I'm trying to get all the guys to leave my town. So I just have, like a town full of weird furry women. I wish I could rename my town's name.
What the fuck was there? Oh, I went to play it on the plane ride, and I didn't play it in like a month, just because I just haven't got around to it.
Oh, yeah.
And on top of it, all of them being like, yo, we don't know you anymore, fuck you, and these people moved out, and they like made me do this thing where they're like, yo, pull all the weeds in the town, and we're going to time how long it takes you to pull all the weeds. I don't know if you got that, like that's how many weeds I had in my town.
No, normally. When I go on every week, I normally, like, pick up the weeds as I run around trying to find fossils. I think I'm just about done with it, though.
No, you've missed things. There's things coming.
No, I'm sure there are. It's just, I don't know what I'm not finding it all that much.
It's going to get magical. The season's going to change. The leaves are going to start falling.
Do they decorate for Christmas?
Yeah.
Might have to keep it around.
They even have like, well, at least they used to, at least in the original, like on Christmas Eve, I think, there'd be like Santa would come to town, but it wasn't Santa, it was a reindeer dressed as Santa, and he'd bring you presents, like you had to go find him and bring you a present.
Okay, so we are talking about Animal Crossing here, which Tony just wants to shoot himself, but
that's right.
Every once in a while,
just go to sleep now. Good night, guys.
I'll be really quick. Every once in a while, this little tent shows up in my town square. And dude sells paintings.
Yeah.
And I bought two paintings from him, and they've both been counterfeit, like fake. And then they charge, so I lose like $4,000 in bells. And then they charged me to, like, get rid of
that
shit.
Dude. Yeah, watch out with that guy. I didn't know that.
Like, Are they all like that, or like is it sometimes you get good paintings?
Well, no. All right. So when this guy shows up, Aaron told me this. All right. When he shows up in that town, this guy's a swindler. He'll have like either sculptures or paintings. Like there'll be four of them in his little tent, right?
Yep.
Only one out of four is real.
Oh Jesus Christ!
And you have to know they're real because you have to know what the real one looks like. So, like, if you see a statue of David or whatever, you have to know, oh, he doesn't have, like, this over his shoulder or whatever, right? So, like, there's a wiki on it. Like, you could just go, like, reference that, I guess, if you want, but...
No, I'm good. I don't really need to be... I'm not all that into it, so...
But, like, yeah, like, one time Aaron was in my town, he saw, like, one I bought. He's like, haha, you're an idiot. You just bought fake fucking art. I was like, no, it's real art. It's cool. And he's like, no, you don't understand. He, like, explained it all to me.
It's all fucked up. Like, it's happened to me twice now. I'm like, I don't like this dude. I just want the fucking paintings. But now I don't. Now I don't want them. I don't care.
But you need it. Fake ones are fine. They still look good in my house. Or they will once I get a big enough house.
Yeah, I need to finish upgrading my house too. So.
You need to play?
Yeah, maybe I'll keep it around. I was thinking about trading it.
Don't trade. No, you don't trade Animal Crossing.
But if I'm not going to play it, why would I keep
it?
Like the only thing
you can trade it.
Right now, the only thing it's actually doing is keeping the dirt out of my game slot hole.
I recommend that you trade it. In fact, I will pay you to trade it.
No.
So Jeff has no one to talk to about this.
Oh, there are people. They're out
yeah,
there.
But they're not on this podcast.
That's true as well. Still, don't do it. You gotta see the full cycle. You gotta get to next fucking summer. You're like, I've seen everything.
All right. We'll see. So amazingly awesome.
Did you play on Labor Day?
No, I was in the car on Labor Day, which would have been a perfect time to play, but it had died. The battery had died on it, so.
See, mine was still good, and I was, like, coming back on the flight, so I was like, all right, let's play this for an hour. And, Isabella, she gave me something special for Labor Day.
I got a present from somebody. I don't know who, but...
You know what I got for Labor Day?
No.
I got a picnic basket.
Well, there you go. I would have sold that shit.
it was great with the backyard theme that I'm doing in my living room.
Yeah, mine is the, I have no sense of design theme.
Yes, mine's fine right now. Well, I'm trying to pull it together, so, like, I'm trying to get parts of it together. Like, once it's all done... Like, once, like, I play enough and I get everything, it'll just be all backyard shit. Like you're sitting in a backyard. There's a pink flamingo, there's a sprinkler, there's a grill, you know. Brass. Picket fence. It's gonna be beautiful.
Well, there's our Animal Crossing minute. Back next week. There's some shit coming out. Some shit.
There is?
Puppeteers next week. I'm gonna try and play some of that. Kingdom Hearts 1.5 HD Remix, or whatever the fuck the name is of that game. Amnesia. There's some stuff. And then it's the big game. GTA
yes.
5.
It's so close. How am I going to finish Diablo in time? No!
Eh, you should be good.
I hope. I'm having issues.
And then the real big game after GTA, Pac-Man Championship Edition DX Plus.
I think you mean Rise of Venice, right?
Yes, sure. Womp, 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 womp.
That's a game?
And some, like, blaring German techno music in the background. That's what you mean by Rise of Venice, right?
That's the
song.
That's the sound of Venice rising right
yes.
there.
Yeah. Pac-Man noises and German techno music. What is Rise of Venice?
It's a strategy/naval combat game.
Well, yeah, that's what I totally meant then by Pac-Man.
Yes.
Championship Edition DX Plus. I certainly did not mean Pac-Man. All right, yeah, we'll be back next week. Maybe Fozzie will join us to tell us about PAX, because we're not sure where he is. I've not seen him on Twitter for the last few days. It's quite possible he died at PAX. And, I don't know. But, yeah, we'll be back next week, talk about some more shit, and get us closer to the next generation of games, which is quickly approaching. Jeff, sign us out.
Sure. Yes. What?
Yep. Just get rid of us. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
There we go.
Yeah.